It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk, we're talking Pelicans basketball, but I remind you that WWL is your home for March Madness. Four number one seeds have advanced to the NCAA Men's Final Four. Going to be exciting. You'll hear it all on WWL. Westwood One coverage kicks off Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. with the Final Four show, followed by the pregame show. Then game one between Florida and Auburn will tip off 5:09. That'll be followed by game two, Duke versus Houston at 7:49. Catch all the excitement right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Charlie, how is your bracket doing? I was all chalk with all number ones in the Final Four, so I happened to come out all right this year.
Yeah, I went chalky this year, but I picked Michigan State, so that didn't work out for me. I wasn't feeling Auburn with how they ended the season. But three or four, feeling pretty good about it. At the same time, it's chalk madness, so it's not like I predicted anything crazy to happen.
Exactly, right. I'm not boasting what my picks at all.
Exactly. I can't really flex it because it's just picking the best teams.
Looking at tonight's game, we've been talking about Pelicans taking on the L.A. Clippers in L.A., a 9:30 tip-off right here on WWL AM and FM. A guy that's really had to step things up with so many people out due to injuries or just getting rest. Jose Alvarado, and last game he was part of the starting lineup for this team against the Charlotte Hornets, him along with Kelly Olynyk, Bruce Brown, Eve Missy, and also Antonio Reeves. I would expect that Alvarado is once again in the starting lineup this evening. I know nothing's been officially announced yet since we have a later start this evening. But with Jose Alvarado, he was asked at practice the other day, with all the guys down right now, are people looking to him to be a more of a leader? And is he having to step into that more of a leadership role now?
It's the same, I think, with those guys' respect and, what they told me, even when, we healthy, I'm a leader in some way of this team. Everybody is, but, I'm just trying to, grow. Like I said, get prepared myself to be a better player into next year and build good habits.
Who would you say amongst the young guys has stood out to you? And you can name several guys.
I mean, a lot of them. We got a whole bunch of them. I know Eve, you got to forget. Eve is still a young guy, too. You know what I'm saying? So, but the whole Tone, KB, EP not young, but he come in being ready. Carlo doing an amazing job. I mean, these guys are taking advantage of the opportunity and making them, coaching job harder later on in the future, and that's what we're supposed to do, and continue growing from there. And I heard Isaiah Thomas said it on the air. He said these guys are trying to play for jobs, and that's what we're doing, trying to build a good habit, like I said, good habits to stay in the NBA.
One thing you know with Jose, he's not afraid to be vocal on the court, and I think that's why, you know, you tend to lean on him for maybe some of that leadership, especially with this young roster.
Alfred Payton's an old cat, though.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what he was talking about there with the young guys, but yeah, players are playing for jobs and their futures in the NBA at this point,
kind of
like he was mentioned. So, you know, to an extent, teams don't tank in the NBA either, unless you're the Jazz and the 76ers with what they've been doing. Did you see, Steve, this is a little bit of an off tangent. There was a game where Walker Kessler, the center, the shot blocking center for the Utah Jazz, went like minus 40 in a game. And you're thinking, what? How does that happen? He's a good player. They had him shoot 8 threes.
Wow.
8 threes from Walker Kessler, who's always been a paint beast.
See, maybe the basketball gods will punish these teams that are doing terrible job
like,
of tanking.
What are we doing? Like, at least the Pelicans aren't doing that. That's unwatchable. Like, that's unreal, man.
Sticking with Jose Alvarado, he was also asked, what's he going to remember about this crazy season dealing with, you know, so many injuries and other things that just have derailed what could have been, should have been with this Pel squad this year?
Oh, man, that's a crazy great question, I guess. It's a season that, the positives is a season that Jose gets to grow, this young guys get to grow and, you know, see what, when those guys are out, see what you're doing, capable of doing. Like I said, in the Charlotte game, I was probably the most terrible player right now, and then they kept me in it, kept me growing, and that's something I'm learning, you know. That's something there, but the negative probably, you know, the injuries. You gotta go off season, and you know, you can't, you know, stop injuries, but get in that weight room, do stuff that your body is gonna be used to going to the season, and just try to maintain that.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's pretty amazing, Charlie. You look at this, you know, seven guys out for the Pels right now. The entire starting lineup is not playing for this team, and you have all reserves starting for you now and on the bench, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, Trey Murphy went down for an extended period of time. I just actually talked to a listener about this because he was talking about Zion being out once again. Bobby Marks had a stat that in the 4 of the 6 seasons that Zion's been in the NBA, he hasn't broken the 30 games played mark. And so that's where it comes in, what you were talking about with Jake about being kind of a disappointment after being the number one overall pick. And I know that there were extra things that went into it in this year where, you know, they weren't trying to play him on the back-to-backs and that limited his game action as well. But Zion also was hurt for an extended period of time this year. Brandon Ingram, before they traded him, was hurt for an extended period of time. He still hasn't played, by the way. That's got to be the worst ankle sprain known to man.
I saw part of the April Fool's jokes you see on Twitter everywhere Brandon Ingram will get a start. I think I sent that to you. Yeah, is this real or an April Fool's joke?
It was definitely funny. but also DeJounte Murray, who's never had injury issues in his career at San Antonio or Atlanta, breaks his hand in the first game and then tears his Achilles like a couple months later.
He had a crappy year personally as well because, you know, dealing with stuff with his mom.
And Herb Jones is like also gets injured. It was an avalanche this year, Steve. An absolute avalanche. And it was rough.
That was definitely, you know, to me, when you look at this year, a lot of folks are ready to move on from head coach Willie Green. But how can you truly judge coach for what happened, like you mentioned, with an avalanche of injuries during the season? I don't know how anybody, if you had whatever coach you think is the best in the NBA right now running this squad, what they'd be able to do.
You know, I'll defend Willie to an extent there, yeah, because he has dealt with that much adversity from this single team this season. Just look at some of the lineups that this team has put on the floor just because of injuries this year. At the same time, if the Pelicans moved on from Willie Green, I can guarantee you he would be on an assistant coaching staff right off the bat. I don't know if he would be a head coach anywhere immediately,
sure,
but he would definitely get scooped up immediately. So we'll see what happens. I know that a lot of people are calling for Griff and Willie to be moved on from as the president of basketball operations and then also the head coach. And with seasons like this, it's hard to get through. I understand it. We hear it from fans all the time. But Ali came on, as I mentioned earlier, with Ali coming on with Tommy's show earlier, Tommy asked him, does he think that they're going to move on from Willie? And he said no. So we'll have to see.
I don't feel like that's a direction either that the club's going to go. But like you said, we'll see what happens there. And you mentioned with Griffin, I got to give him his props in the fact with what he's been able to do with the draft. Him and the scouting department have done a pretty darn good job of finding talent.
And they might have to do it again this year because with the Pelicans, and we talked about the draft lottery odds earlier on in the week, if the Pelicans end up with the fourth worst record in the NBA, they're almost certainly going to get somewhere around a top five pick. And this is a good draft class, so you can make some hay. But, you know, we'll see what they do with it. There's talk out there, you know, some folks may want to potentially trade the pick depending on where it lands. I don't like that idea. I'm more about continuing to load up on young talent. So I'd like to use it in a good draft class, but, you know, it's also going to be up to the front office as well with the Pelicans.
Can't wait till, I guess, we're looking forward now for the season to end and get ready for the draft lottery night.
7 games left, Steve.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.